Stelling pole, left wing, and the right, attack kids to demonstrate virtue. By James Stelling pole on January 20, 2019. The left has been working itself up into paroxysms of self-righteousness over the story about a bunch of Catholic kids in MAGA hats allegedly mocking a Native American at a rally in Washington, D.C. Even the foul-mouthed, drug-taking author of Trainspotting just couldn't resist taking the moral high ground. But the story just isn't true. It's a leftist media fabrication which already has had terrible repercussions for the boys involved, who are now being threatened with expulsion by their school. According to the version of events widely circulated in the leftist media, a Native American elder was variously taunted, mocked, and harassed by a mob of non-Native teen boys in MAGA hats. Supposedly, they surrounded him and blocked his passage. Activists such as Sean King leapt on the story as further evidence of the evils of white privilege. This BBC radio DJ eagerly joined in the witch hunt mob pursuit of the high school kids. Here is Twitter blue check celebrity Reza Aslan inciting violence against an innocent boy for the terrible crime of smiling sweetly while in possession of a MAGA hat. Here is Kathy Griffin trying to dox the poor kid. And quickly, far, far too quickly, the boys' Catholic school and diocese took the side of the boys' persecutors. In a joint statement, the Roman Catholic Diocese of Covington and Covington Catholic High School apologized to Phillips. Officials said they are investigating and will take appropriate action, up to and including expulsion. Oh, and here, just in case you haven't had enough stupid yet, is Alyssa Milano's contribution to the debate. You might hope that conservative commentators, at least, might show more of a sense of perspective. But here is the hot take of conservative talk show host Hugh Hewitt, whose line appears to be that even though the kids have since been shown to be innocent, they should get a lecture from a member of the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation anyway. Why? This whole story just exposes the left for the lying, cry-bullying, vindictive, shrill, ugly hate machine it is. What is clear from the unedited footage of the event is that the boys did little wrong. Sure, they might have chanted boisterously, even rudely, but they are kids, and they were provoked. Far from surrounding this supposedly innocent Native American elder veteran, as he has been sanctimoniously billed by the left, it was he who approached them and began drumming right in their faces. All the high school kids did in response was to smile, stand their ground, and sing along with the drumming. This is hardly an aggressive or unreasonable response, especially when they were being provoked not just by the Native American elder, but also by a group of left-wing black activists nearby. Here is a personal account by one of the kids who was there. Far from admitting it might have got it wrong, the hard left is doubling down. Here is William Legate, infamous for his vicious doxing of conservatives. As this thread by investigative journalist Nick Monroe horrifyingly shows, the forces of the hard left have now posted pictures of all the boys involved, have revealed their identities, and have begun harassing both them and their families. Here's the former head of BuzzFeed News live video, showing his warm, caring side. And here's Hill reporters Brian Prassenstein, flaunting his never mind the facts, just feel the hate approach to a news story. Lots of people emerge very, very badly from this ugly story. Leftist celebrities, the wankerati, as I call them, rushing to condemn when they don't know the full details. The leftist media, from the New York Times downwards, eagerly relaying fake news. The Catholic authorities and the diocese and school, failing to stand up for the schoolboys to whom they owe a duty of care. Nathan Phillips, bleeding and blubbing to the media like he was some tragic victim of racism when in fact he was clearly the instigator of this awkward standoff. And, of course, all those civilians in this ridiculous woke culture of ours who are so gullible. So politically correct that even the very mention of the phrase Native American elder is enough to suffuse them with exaggerated reverence and to fall over one another in a desperate struggle to see who can most eagerly display his virtue through the medium of sanctimonious outpourings of rage and condemnation. You disgust me, all of you people. You are vile beyond measure. Those kids from that school are better than all of you. And you owe them a massive apology.